Good morning to you. It's 11 minutes to 8 now. 30 years as Margaret Thatcher celebrated being returned for a second term in office, the Labour Party were elected in Liverpool to run the city council. It was the beginning of a short but quite a turbulent time that saw Liverpool seemingly standing alone against the rest of the country, and ended with rows about redundancy notices, taxis, accusations of a handful of extremists were trying to hijack the party. Those so-called extremists were supporters of a political philosophy that was published every week in a newspaper called Militant. 30 years since this now. Birkenhead-born Peter Taff is now General Secretary of the Socialist Party, and during the 80s, he was editor of the Militant paper. He joins me now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Those 30 years have rolled by, haven't they?
They have indeed.
Did Militant hijack the Labour Party for its own political ends?
Not at all. We were born into the Labour Party. I joined the Labour Party around about 20. I was 21 years in the Labour Party. I was accepted alongside Tony Mulhern, people like Derek Hatton. So long as we went out and campaigned for Labour, we argued that in a very friendly way within the Labour Party. But once we began to be elected as councillors, and God forbid, as MPs, like Teddy Fields was, then the right wing and the Labour Party organised a witch hunt and a slander campaign in order to try and get us expelled. But that, by the way, that came against the background of the colossal achievements of the Liverpool City Council, in which Militant played, I'm proud to say this, a key role in that battle, and was successful at every stage in the development of the battle itself.
Why do you think, Peter, that it still polarises opinions, militant tendency? You know, you will find people in the city who went, yeah, good on you, you fought the fight, etc., etc., and then round the corner you would get other people saying, oh, it was an awful time, it was terrible, and they didn't do any good for the city at all. Why do you think it still polarises opinion today?
Well, the fact is that society was polarised because of the attacks of Thatcher on the people of Liverpool in the withdrawal of subsidies and so on to the council. And Militant was instrumental in the Labour group. It was a democratic decision. We were always a minority in the Labour group, but our ideas carried great sway to stand up to Thatcher, to engage in mass battles. There were mass demonstrations in Liverpool. Mm. It was perhaps the most politicised city in the whole of Britain. Where else did you get ordinary people discussing in the pubs and the clubs what the rate should be for the city and so on? There were massive general strikes in the city.
Yeah, but other councils,
there were massive victories as well at that stage on the electoral front.
Other councils, Peter, were more socialist than Liverpool, and they stayed within the law. Why didn't Liverpool stay within the law?
Well, actually, we stayed within our law, and that is, rather than break the capitalist law, rather than break the poor, which was the slogan of the popular councillors in 1920, which was a Labour council, where people who would be considered at that stage relatively moderate. But there were 20 councils who originally took the stand of Liverpool, including Ken Livingston in London, or David Blunkett, and so on. But unfortunately, they capitulated and they suffered from it. Liverpool, let us remember, contrary to what Baron Kinnock has said on your programme, I believe, in the last couple of days, built 5,000 houses. And don't take my word for it, or Tony Mulhern, but Lord Underhill, who was a right-wing member of the Labour Party, who expelled us from the Labour Party, came to the city and said, after visiting an excellent exhibition in the City Hall, we saw the five-year plan, which was getting rid of outdated and substandard housing. Already 3,800 separate homes have been built with their own private gardens and nearby off-streets and so on.
Yeah, that's
the building of the Everton Park and so on. These were real visible gains of the working class,
yeah,
of Merseyside, which resulted in massive electoral support.
And of course, there were real visible redundancy notices that were handed out to council workers as well, weren't there?
Well, that was a mistake, which we said at the time. That was done under the pressure of the council trying to balance the books. But let's be clear about this. Not one worker was made redundancy by that tactic. It was disloyally used by Neil Kinnock, who planned it for months. There was an article, there was a book written subsequently about him meeting Charles Clark on Wigan Station and saying, we've got them now. He was about to seize any opportunity to try and punish the Liverpool councillors.
There will be
the fact of the matter is, today, under a Labour council, yes, a Labour council, of Joe Anderson, there's 3,000 jobs gone in Merseyside. My own daughter has been made unemployed in the borough I'm living in Waltham Forest today.
Peter, I'm just conscious of time, and you know, I'd love to talk to you a little bit more. But what reputation did Millerton? What message did it send to the rest of the country? And why did Liverpool Council stand alone in what they saw was a fight with the Conservative government? Why did no one else support them? And did it have an ill effect on Liverpool's reputation that it couldn't shake off for years?
No, I don't believe that, quite honestly. When you say it stood alone, it was isolated from the tops of the Labour movement. The mass of the working people of Merseyside and internationally support and nationally supported the Liverpool working class and wanted Labour to adopt a similar policy. Let's remember, Kinnock attacked the Liverpool councillors in that infamous speech in 1985, which was attacked by all sections of the Labour movement in Merseyside.
Right.
And the argument was, Dennis Healy said to him, "You've now won us the election, Neil."
10 seconds,
at the time
Peter.
When that speech was made, Labour was at 38%. In the general election,
Peter, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm going to have to stop you there. We're just out of time. But thanks for talking to me there. It's like going back to 1985. It's 30 years since Millerton. But thanks very much indeed for coming on. Just as you were getting into your stride, Peter Taff. But thank you for your time this morning.